It is Thursday, the 19th of February, and the weekend is within touching distance, or at least it feels like it. And for that reason, we are going to check in with Bronwyn Kerry, publicist, media specialist, and owner of B Sharp Entertainment, to find out what on earth is going on in this city on the weekend. And before I chat to her, just a thought, it occurred to me, why don't you let me know what your unusual weekend plans are? 061-895-1019. I would love to know. Bronwyn, great to have you with me on Chai FM again.
Hi, Simon. Always great to be back. Thank you for having me.
So before we jump in, I just need to tell you that one of your recommendations last time we spoke was that I ought to go and see Cats, which was on at the Teatro at Monte Cassino. I want to tell you, am I grateful to you for that recommendation? Wow, and wow again. I sat there thinking you could probably be in London or New York, and I'm not sure that you'd be seeing anything better. It was absolutely superb in every possible way, and the cherry on the top is that I got to pay in rand. So thank you. I didn't get to Melville. I'm interested how that went off, but let's talk about this weekend. What on earth are the have to do's this weekend in Joburg?
Okay, well, let's talk about Cats. There are only 2 weeks left of Cats in Joburg. So, Simon, since it has your stamp of approval, everyone
really
must go watch
it. It really does. Don't miss it.
I thought it was over.
Gosh, how wrong I was. Oh, goodness. Well, then I just need to triple endorse that. Do not miss it. It is spectacular.
It is. It really is. Well, another favorite theatre piece is The Jungle Book. That's happening also at Monte Cassino, but at the Peter Turin Theatre. It is back by popular demand. It is obviously the stage adaptation of Rudyard Kipling's timeless tale of The Jungle Book. This rendition has an original urban-inspired set, original costumes, original choreography, and definitely an incredibly talented cast. I saw the last seasons and I was blown away. It's really, really brilliant. It's adapted and directed by Daniel Bouchegedis. And it's really just, like I said, just brilliant. And a different take on Mowgli and his friendship and courage with his best friend, Bagheera and Baloo. You obviously meet some of your favorites, Shere Khan. Well, I don't know if they're your favorites, but they're definitely interesting.
And how does this translate for adults? So, yeah, how does if you don't have an inner child like me, how are you going to react?
Okay. So, you know, that's the thing. It says it's for families and children above five, but I actually feel like it is more for adults, rendition. Okay. Original music, and it does feel like a more adult take on the book. It's not your usual children's theater type of theater.
Okay.
So even if you don't have an inner child, and I think you do, Simon, if you loved Cats, you definitely have an inner child.
They die. Really, inner child? Okay, I'm going to take that away and think about it. We'll discuss
this.
Means
you're full of life and full of, you know, playfulness. So it's a compliment.
Okay, I'll take it.
Yes. So it really is excellent. And the talent, like once again, I mean, our talent here in South Africa is remarkable. And I'm always blown away. And this particular cast, I've worked with some of them, and they are just so brilliant.
I'm getting goosebumps as you're talking, because, sorry, this is so self-indulgent of me to go on and on about how much I love Cats. But honestly, we all know the one song. We all know the one song. It's Memories. We're all waiting for that one note. And I sat there thinking, oh, my goodness, it's not possible. She cannot do it. This is Elaine Page's moment. She's going to duff it, because it's too big an ask. So few people are able. Oh my goodness me, was I wrong? I don't think I have ever heard it sung better. That's how good this was.
No, I mean, I think my whole body vibrated.
Exactly.
She was brilliant.
No, beyond.
She's remarkable. And, you know, she has opera training, and you can see it and you can hear it. And that's why the training is so important for actors and singers, you know.
Okay.
So if you are serious about performing, yes, get that training. And you can see it. So like I said, like in The Jungle Book, also just brilliant, brilliant performers. So that's definitely one for the books. I would recommend it. And also, if you love the story, we all grew up on the stories. Maybe, Simon.
That one we leaving in abeyance for the time being. What else you got for me?
Okay, so in this weekend, I don't know if you love Motown, but Joburg
Who
Theatre
doesn't?
opens with a music show called An Ode to Motown.
Oh wow, okay.
This is directed by James Mhlobo, and it's featuring, the iconic songs from that era, from the Motown era, when that music style, when all these performers just emerged. And brilliant performers once again, like Lerato Mvelase, Tamara Days in it, Lingiwe Pearl, and Elim Tetwa. And I mean, I'm a fan of Motown, so I'm looking forward to watching it. And I just think it's worth seeing. It's worth hearing your favorite Motown songs. You said you're not a fan.
No, how could you not be? No, goodness me,
Oh,
this was
yes.
mother's milk. Motown was it. Was there anything else? I mean, it was Diana Ross and Donna Summer and all that.
Yes.
And James, what's his face? Oh, no, come on. This is who we are.
Okay, good. Yeah. So I think it's going to be excellent. It's going to be beautiful. And I mean, these ladies are just powerful, powerful performers. So I'm looking forward to that. And then obviously brilliant musicians, our South African musicians. We've got Mpho Kodisang on piano, Earl Bartman on the bass, Urbano Nobela on guitar. So, these are seasoned performers, and James always delivers brilliant productions. So that's opening this weekend, and it runs until the 1st of March. Joburg Theatre, safe parking. I think it's worthwhile seeing. And then I'm quite excited for this music act opening. It's not this weekend, but it is opening the beginning of March. Rocco de Villiers and Kunie de Villiers.
Really?
So they are presenting a show called 88,
Okay.
also at the Peter Turin Theatre, and that's obviously opening after the Jungle Book. And I love this the meaning behind the show, 88, because a piano has 88 keys. So I really love that they're bringing the piano as the main feature of the show. I don't know if you've ever seen a Rocco de Villiers show,
I don't think that I
Simon.
have actually. No.
I think you have to. He's brilliant. He's so original. So he's taking favorite, classic songs from Buddha music to Bach to blues to ballads. He's bringing his own interpretation and own compositions within these songs. He's added his they his own new. He's calling it word art from him and from Kuni, and he's really he's so artistic and he's so visual in his shows. And if you've never seen him, I really think you should. It's very unique, and honestly, very unique to South Africa, because I don't think you would find something like this overseas either.
100%. Oh no, that sounds absolutely amazing. And your one single do not miss a pick. I mean, you probably one of the productions you've already spoken about, but which is the one that you say don't miss?
I would say Cats. I mean,
Yeah,
obviously
agree. Agree. Agree.
at the moment. But I have seen The Jungle Book before. It was really, really brilliant. I haven't seen this version of Rocco's show or obviously the Ode to Motown. I kind of feel like if you can, go see everything.
I see everything. And I mean, I just want to extend. I know we didn't kind of agree that we talk about it, but movies, my goodness me, I saw Marty Supreme.
Oh,
I
right.
thought that was nothing short of spectacular. I still need to do Hamnet, which I believe is superb, and Nuremberg,
Yeah.
which I think is also getting very, very good reviews. So lots of interesting movies on as well. So busy
Yeah, so
weekend.
I actually went to see Wuthering Heights and I loved it because I'm an Emily Brontë fan. It's very different to the book, but it's just as dark. It's not a schmaltzy love story at all. So if you're thinking you're going to see a nice rom-com, you're not going
Really? Okay,
to.
that's fascinating.
But it is visually beautiful. Like the cinematography is stunning. So if that's your, if you like the dark and visuals and cinematography, I think I would definitely recommend this
That's
movie.
fascinating listening to you. And they say there's not a lot to do in Johannesburg. They are wrong. And just between you and me, the weekend for me is starting really early this evening because I am going to a new venue in Braamfontein this evening called Hughes. It has had remarkable press. It looks like nothing short of astounding, almost like a 1920s speakeasy. I'll let you know when we next speak, but I think a jazz club on the
Please.
13th floor of a building in Braamfontein sounds like a great way to spend an evening.
100%. So every Thursday they have got a different act, and I haven't been yet. I have to go. But it looks spectacular. It's actually where the old Orbit used to be. So they're trying to revive that space, and they have. And I actually spoke to the lady on the marketing team, and she said they're slowly introducing shows. They are being very, very careful in their curated musicians that they bring there. So they're really being thoughtful. They really want to maintain a high class space for people. So I can't wait to join. So not join, sorry, go there, and you're gonna have to report back to me,
We'll
Simon.
do that next week. Bronwyn Kerry, thank you for your input. There's a lot to do this weekend. Thanks for chatting to me on Chai FM.